Throughout South America, dozens of dams have been built over the last 30 years. Much of this hydroelectric boom was financed by the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank to bring progress to the continent by harnessing its powerful rivers for industry and growing urban populations. Today, the longest dam being built in the world is Yacyretá, on the border between Paraguay and Argentina. Yacyretá will produce millions of megawatts of energy, but it will also flood the biologically richest area of both countries and force the largest urban displacement caused by a development project in history. For the last 5 years, the banks have held up further loans to Yacyretá, pending plans to address environmental and social concerns. But now, despite protests that thousands of people will be left homeless and animal habitats destroyed, banks are working on a plan to restart the loans. As Cecilia Weissman and Alan Wiseman report, that raises questions about the policy of international lending agencies to leave environmental protection and resettlement up to the borrowing countries.
This is the Rio Paraná, the second biggest river in South America after the Amazon. Beginning in central Brazil, the broad, sluggish Paraná flows nearly 3,000 miles to Buenos Aires. Here, midway in its course, the Paraná forms Argentina's northern border with Paraguay. Its waters, brown with silt and rich with fish, braid their way among densely forested islands. The subtropical forests are home to howler monkeys and several endangered species, like the ocelot and maned wolf. On some stretches of the river, the fertile bottomland soils also support a thriving farm economy. But soon this region will change dramatically. This is the Yacyretá Dam, a wall as thick as a highway. The dam, now nearly finished, stretches 45 miles, so far that it actually disappears over the horizon. When it is completed, the Paraná will turn into a lake that will flood 500,000 acres of forests and farmlands and displace at least 40,000 people who live in two river ports upstream. But the government is counting on Yacyretá to feed new industries that would provide thousands of jobs. For Jorge Abram, who directed the project until last year, Yacyretá is the image of progress.
Esta generación de energía va a representar el 40% de la generación.
The generation of energy will increase by 40% in the country. That represents about $1 billion a year.
Once Yacyretá begins churning out energy, Abram says, Argentina won't have to burn its valuable oil. Instead, Argentina can export oil and bring hard currency into the economy.
We are talking about a productive revolution. If we don't have enough energy, that revolution will not take place.
But when the huge hydroelectric project was planned 20 years ago, nobody thought much about the consequences for the animals and the people who live in this fertile valley.
This was dreamed up at the time when we had two very strong dictatorial governments in the two countries.
Bill Partridge, anthropologist at the World Bank's Latin America and Caribbean Division, explains that the World Bank and Inter-American Development Bank signed a contract with the generals who then ruled Argentina and Paraguay. The banks left housing of the displaced families and environmental controls up to the client, in this case Argentina, which would be the chief consumer of the energy. The banks promised to monitor Argentina's compliance, but Partridge says this hasn't exactly worked.
The environmental reviews that were done at that point in time, I would have to confess, were in their infancy. They were talking about 1978, I believe. And at that point in time, we did not have very clear guidelines on how to assess environmental impacts. These have come along only in the latter part of the 1980s. So we're learning.
The World Bank now requires that wildlife reserves be created to replace habitats destroyed by the development projects they fund. World Bank inspectors have visited Yacyretá for the past 14 years, but the environmental programs have barely progressed. And some biologists who've worked at Yacyretá, like Alejandro Otegui, are giving up hope.
Y eso es algo que hay que decirlo con franqueza. Yo no creo que Yacyretá...
I have to be honest. I don't think we can save the environment.
El medio ambiente. Eso no hay manera. No hay manera, ni Yacyretá ni nada.
Until last year, Otegi headed the dam's environmental programs. He says that because of Argentina's chronic economic crises, the government steadily plundered the budget for setting up wildlife reserves. Now he admits, most animals that live in forests like the one he guides us through will simply drown.
Nadie nos ha dado, además, una respuesta.
The research hasn't been funded. The best we can do is try to limit the disaster. But the bottom line is that what is happening here is bad.
Malo, digamos. No sea tan malo, pero malo es de raíz.
Otegi takes us across the river to see the one mechanical device that has consumed most of Yacyretá's environmental budget. It is a fish elevator that costs $30 million. This massive hunk of metal and concrete will carry the Paraná's migratory fish species upstream during the spawning season. Without it, fish attempting to leap upstream splatter against the dam. But Otegi says it won't solve the whole problem.
En el caso de Yacyretá, deja que los peces pasen aguas arriba, pero no que vuelvan.
The fish can go up, but they can't return. That was not considered. What are they going to pass through? There's no down elevator.
Otegi explains that this elevator was designed for northern hemisphere fish species, like salmon and trout, which go upstream, spawn, and then die. But many fish here spawn three times in their lives. They go upstream and then back down again. Contrary to the advice of biologists, the elevator was built anyway because it was in the original contract. Otegi complains that the money could have funded half the entire environmental protection program proposed for Yacyretá.
The whole thing is a flaw. This is just one more flaw.
A few World Bank officials still express hope that the elevator is going to work. Others, however, privately suggest that this costly blunder is an example of the bank monitoring team's indifference to blatant corruption. One official who asked not to be named says that Yacyretá loans became a source of pocket money for the military junta ruling Argentina. Among other things, he says, the money was used to finance the Falklands War against England. Jorge Abram, who was appointed project director by a later civilian government, says a lot of funds are not accounted for.
Entre el año 75 y 83, 1,026 millones de dólares, sin que todavía...
In fact, between 1975 and 1983, more than $1 billion was spent. All that without laying the first bag of cement for the construction of the dam.
Now that the generals are gone, Yacyretá has run out of money. Money that Argentina promised to spend on relocating people whose houses will be flooded. On a dusty hillside above the Argentine river port of Posadas, Miriam Rosas and her baby daughter sit in the shade of a wooden shack, doing what they do most of the time these days, just waiting.
A veces ya hacen una reunión, vienen con promesa y...
They make all these promises, and sometimes you believe them. Your hopes are raised, and then it's all in vain.
The Rosas family was moved here 4 years ago from their home on the riverbank because of the Yacyretá Dam. Miriam Rosas points just below to rows of unfinished houses. Walls are cracking, and weeds grow through the concrete. She and her family were supposed to move into those new homes, she says, but construction stopped. So the government relocation department brought them to this shack with no running water, temporarily, they were told, until the new ones below are completed.
Y a nosotros nos dijeron, Yacyretá, que aproximadamente un año a un año y medio sería...
Yacyretá told us that we would be here for a year and a half. Our neighbors say they told them the same thing, and they've been here waiting for 8 years.
Y hace 8 años que están y todavía no terminaron de llevar. Algunas personas que otras llevaron y las otras.
One third of the town of Posadas and the Paraguayan port of Encarnacion across the river will be flooded. Most of the people who will be displaced by the dam are still waiting to be resettled. The government says construction of houses for the displaced is scheduled to resume soon. But now the Rosas have been told that other people are in line for those homes, so they'll just have to keep waiting. To make matters worse, when the reservoir fills, Miriam Rosa's husband, Manuel, is going to lose his way of making a living. He is one of hundreds of brickmakers who use clay from deposits along the shores of the river. Shoveling soil into his wooden mud churn, Rosa says that all of this will soon be underwater.
Y nosotros pedimos lugar y no nos dieron un lugar todavía. Ahí nos sirve para hacer.
They haven't told us where we can go to keep working. They sent us up the hill, but up there it is only sand, not clay. They say we can't move because the houses aren't finished. What did Yaciretat do with all the money? How do they expect us to live?
Manuel and others here are doubly outraged because dam executives built a luxury village and riverfront hotel for themselves and official guests. Five years ago, when it became apparent that people would have nowhere to go once the lake was filled, the World Bank and Inter-American Development Bank froze final loans to complete the dam. Now bank officials are considering a new proposal from Argentina to restart the project. If the banks agree to release funds, the government will fill the reservoir in stages. This way, only a few people will be displaced while the revenues from electricity are used to pay for completing housing and nature preserves. But critics like Ricardo Barbetti, head of environmental programs at Argentina's Museum of Natural History, say that after 20 years of broken promises, neither the Argentine government nor the lending banks can be trusted.
If the project is finished, the cost to the country in money and in destruction would be far greater than anything that it has cost up to now. I think it would be much more economical for the country to give up all the money that's been wasted in it, give it up.
And Barbetti has another worry. Once Yaciretá's floodgates are closed, the reservoir will cover low-lying areas throughout the two port cities, flooding septic systems and forming stagnant inlets. Barbetti says that because this is in the subtropics, there will be huge health risks. Besides malaria-bearing mosquitoes, he and many people predict that these backwaters will host a dreaded illness called schistosomiasis, which affects 1.5 million people in Brazil.
Aquatic snails are the intermediate hosts of a parasitic disease, which in Brazil is called the dam disease of hydroelectric projects, and it's an incapacitating sickness. It affects basically the intestines, but eventually the whole body. The cysts can become embedded in the brain, the heart, anywhere, the lungs, the retina of the eyes. People are made practically useless.
World Bank anthropologist Bill Partridge says he's also worried.
This is a major concern. Schistosomiasis is present in the human population about 400 kilometers north. The site is nearby, and the likelihood of contamination is very high. Once schistosomiasis gets into an area, it's very difficult to remove.
But bank officials still support the dam. Argentina has to keep up with interest payments on its foreign debt and needs the dam, they say, to produce energy and begin generating income for the country. Besides, says Bill Partridge, now is not the time to look back.
If somebody asked me 12 years ago if I would put a dam in the spot, I probably would have argued no. This is not a good place for one. But that's not what we're faced with today. You know, we're faced with a dam that's 85% completed, and we're trying to deal with the consequences in order to generate the benefit that was anticipated at the beginning.
Two years ago, when Argentine President Carlos Menem took office, he called Yaciretá a monument to corruption. But like many current third world leaders, President Menem's highest priority is pulling his country into the world market economy. For that, he says, Argentina needs power to run industry. So construction of the dam continues. Meanwhile, people who live nearby, along the banks of the Paraná, still wait for the river to engulf their homes and the richest wildlife habitat in Argentina and Paraguay. With Alan Wiseman, I'm Cecilia Weissman.